Well done to those of you who did your homework last night. I think I was very impressed with the effort that you put into trying to work out the word problems and to complete the area and perimeter of the different buildings around the school. For this evening's homework, I'd like you to try a few more problems. Here's the first one. Amardeep and Rajvi have just bought a new house. They would like to carpet two rooms in their house. In their bedroom, they would like a navy blue carpet. The length of the room is 11 metres and the width is 7 metres. What area of carpet do Amardeep and Rajvi need to purchase from the Amazing Carpet Store to fit into their bedroom? Amardeep and Rajvi also want to carpet their sitting room, but when they get to the Amazing Carpet Store, they have forgotten the length and width of the room. They remember that the area of the sitting room is 32 meters squared, and the room is not square. What is the length and width of Amardeep and Rajvi's sitting room? Amardeep and Rajvi also need to purchase some skirting board for their bedroom from Wood Warehouse. What is the total length of skirting board that they need to purchase? Question 2. David is doing a display on a notice board for all his work colleagues at Computer World. The first thing David needs to do is cover the notice board with light red paper. He knows that the length is 4.5 metres and the width is 120 centimetres. What is the total area of the notice board that David needs to cover with light red paper? David now needs to put a border around his notice board. He decides that blue would go well with red. Using centimetres, what is the total length of blue border that David needs to go around his notice board? David's boss decides that half the length of the notice board will be used for Sarah's display. Sarah decides just to put a green strip of paper to separate her display from David's display. Using centimetres, work how much green border paper Sarah needs. I've broken these questions up into sections. If I was you, I would listen all the way through once, then go back and take each section one at a time. If I was doing this, I would be writing out notes or sketching diagrams, trying to think in my head, what is it that I'm being asked to do? You'll be required to remember the formulas for working out the area and the perimeter. However, I think it's really going to help you if you think carefully about what each task is asking you to do. Good luck, and I will see you in the morning.